Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shepherd's here, like he is every Monday at this time. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, my friend. Let's talk about the Western Conference Finals. The Wolves are back for a second straight year. They start on the road. They play the best team in the NBA, the Oklahoma City Thunder, who won yesterday Game 7. It looked rather interesting the first half when Aaron Gordon somehow was playing with a grade 2 strain. I don't know what they were doing, why they weren't going after him. And eventually they played like themselves, and Denver, not as talented of a team, and then not a deep team, and with Gordon, not himself, Oklahoma City wins. So it opens up tomorrow night in Oklahoma, the first of two there before Saturday and Monday back here. What is very curious for me, Chip, is how often will the Wolves play at their A game, right? Yeah. They've won these two series in dominating fashion. If you win back-to-back series in five games, you are the clear-cut, by far, best team. But what would we say in those two series if they played, I don't know, in the two series, what would you say, 10 quarters of their A game? They played a Laker team, which turned out to be overrated. They played a Warriors team that, once they lost Steph, were not the same. They did what they were supposed to do, so I'm giving them credit. I believe they can win this series. I don't think it's as insurmountable as I thought at the start of the series from some things I saw in the Denver series, but they can't get by playing their B-minus C game and winning these games like they did at times in the previous two series.
Yeah, I think about game three in San Francisco where they had just kind of the awful first half. Ant makes the long three right at the buzzer, go to halftime. Chris Finch told him, you know, whatever. And then they came out, and then it was vintage Ant where he scores, you have 20 in it, 17, whatever it was. And it's like, okay, that's their A game. That's when they took, you know, control of that series.
That's when he had 28 in the second half.
Yeah. They outscored him like 39-17 in the third quarter or whatever it was.
Yep.
That was their A game. And when they said, okay, when they're that version, and it's hard to stay at their time.
Like, for sure.
But when they get to that gear, they can win it all. I mean, they're as good as any, right? And so I was talking to Chris Hine about this, our beat writer, and it's interesting that this team has a uncanny ability to play to whatever level is that is there. Like, if they'll play down, which is frustrating. They'll play, you know, a team that they should absolutely, but they also can find a gear and play up to whatever they need to. So we were talking about in the context where people say, "Well, Steph was here, this would have been a different series." I don't agree with that.
No, I still think they win it.
I do too. I just think they can find a gear to get to where they need. And they're going to have to find that gear in this series, because clearly this is the best team that they're that they faced and the most complete team. And Chad, I was just looking at it while I was waiting for you to call. During the regular season, Oklahoma City, they had the number one ranked defense in the NBA. They led in opponents' field goal percentage, opponents' three-point percentage, and opponents' turnovers. So they were number one in those marks across the board. So this is going to come down to the Wolves have to be very efficient, and they cannot have those stretches where they score 12 points in a quarter, right? They just can't have those kind of those lulls. And so they're going to have to, as much as they can, be in that B-A range that we talked about. They've got to be able to sustain it.
Where we have discussed a lot in lauding the Wolves this year is their ability to play multiple ways.
Yes.
When they go bigger and they keep Rudy in there with either Julius or Nas, and clearly the way Julius has played when he's been just a superstar. He's been one of the five best players in the playoffs so far. I'll argue with anybody about that.
Correct.
He's been better than Ant. He's been more consistent.
More consistent
than,
and on both ends.
Than Ant. Absolutely. When they can go big, and then all of a sudden, they can go really small. Well, the ultimate team, which does that, that's who they're playing. You know, they start with Chet and Hartenstein, but they'll play, at times, 11, 12 guys. And, yes, the focus is Shea, who's going to win the MVP, even though he shouldn't. This is a Jordan James-like situation where the voters get bored with picking the best player in the game, who is Nikola Jokic by far. But Shea's had a brilliant year. And so all of a sudden, you have, you know, Jalen Williams, who's clearly the number two guy. I think Chet is clearly the number three guy. But they have so many other guys who play well, and they can play different ways. I think Jalen Williams, the starter Jalen Williams, is going to be enormous in this series. Because traditionally a team which wins 68 games, and really if they kept the foot on the accelerator the other entire time, maybe they get to 70 or 71. Normally that number two guy is a proven great player.
Yeah.
He's really good, but he can vanish at times. Now maybe he just emerged again. I think for Oklahoma City to win, even with all the depth they have, and the defensive players they can play against Ant, because let's get to that next, with Dort and Caruso and Wiggins and others. But I don't see Oklahoma City winning this series unless Jalen Williams plays like a borderline or flat out an all-NBA player.
Well, for sure, because there's no signs that Randle is not going to get to that level, right? And if you have two guys playing at that level, and Ant has to be there, right? It can't be the dip.
Correct.
If him and Randle play at that level, it'd be hard just to match that with SGA, right? They're going to need Oklahoma City's going to need that. And you mentioned the depth of both these two teams, and where it's Holmgren and Dort and Caruso and those guys. The Wolves have to be able to match that with their bench, right? Mm-hmm. They need production from Na.
Dante.
He showed it in spurts, and Dante. And I felt like Dante started to come out of it in game five, where he started to find his rhythm and his shooting stroke again. So that was positive for him. But to me, really, it does come down to the Wolves' top two versus their top two, and who can kind of win that matchup between their superstars.
And then you look at how each team matches up, because they'll start Dort, who's big and is going to be physical with Ant, and Ant's going to want to try to use his speed on him. They've got Wiggins. They got Cason Wallace. And then they got Caruso. Caruso is crazy versatile, where yesterday at, what is he, maybe 6'5", 190, he's harassing the Joker and he's annoying. He's going to drive you nuts, right? So they're going to do that, but then the Wolves and Shea, because the interesting thing about Shea is he ends up getting so many fouls in the mid-range area. He doesn't get him as much as the typical guy who's getting him going to the rim. And he's going to start by, I don't know, the third quarter, the more casual Wolves fan who has not been watching Shea, you're going to be yelling at the TV, because he is very skilled and gets the benefit of the whistle. right, on calls. So you're going to see Chris Finch begging for those calls. You're going to say Ant saying, if he gets these, I better get him at the other end. Another part of what's curious about this, they're 2-2 in the four games they met. The Wolves had the crazy 25-point comeback. Mm-hmm. And then in the last three games they played, the two teams, no Rudy, no Julius, no Dante.
Yeah.
Last three games, did not play. Those are three-year core eight. That doesn't mean, yeah, you know, that's when Shannon was going and they had some other things going. But those are three enormous weapons who didn't play three games against this great team.
Well, that's we have that tendency, like, when you get to the playoffs, like, oh, okay, how did the regular season matchups go? They were 3-1 or 2-2, whatever.
Right.
I think with this Wolves team, it's irrelevant. Like, you have to look at how they play since March 1st, because this is a completely different team. The way they played, the way they've come together, this is not the same team that, whether through injuries or just figuring out who they are. I mean, I've heard that probably 100 times in the last month, that they found their identity and how they, you know, work together. And it's true. So this is whatever happened in the regular season. I don't pay a lot of attention to it. But, yeah, yep, in terms of guarding Gildas Alexander, they have to figure out how to be physical without fouling and how to make him uncomfortable, yep, without making it a parade to the free throw line, because, you know, he's gonna get the whistle. And so I think the one thing that does work in their advantage, though, Chad, is they've got a number of really good wing defenders, tenacious, yep, wing defenders. So it's not just one, yeah, guy where, okay, right, he gets a foul trouble, well, now what are you going to do? You know, they can rotate guys on him and feel comfortable that player is going to hold up. And so I think that's, you know, a key to just making him uncomfortable and making, mm-hmm, him take inefficient shots without fouling him, where he's getting all his, you know, points at the free throw line. And I was looking at it too, Jed. I didn't see all their games so far, but in the playoffs, they really haven't shot the ball that well from,
no,
three.
You know,
they get 31%. They were one of the better,
right,
three-point shooting teams. I don't know what's going on there. Some guys are just, you know, a little bit cold right now or what, but they've been one, in terms of the playoff teams, they've been one of the worst at three-point shooting so far.
Very good point. If they stay that way, it's a huge advantage of the Wolves, where they're also very good as they force a lot of turnovers. And the Wolves, as you know, during this season, have had those moments,
yeah,
with the open floor turnovers. That's an issue. I assume they're going to start Jaden on Shea. Jaden has been really, really good at avoiding, yeah, foul trouble. Obviously, got Nah and the relationship between the two. You're going to see Ant in doses, maybe Conley a little bit, maybe Dante.
Yeah,
they've got numbers, but the guy's really, really good. So it should be a lot of fun. Are you going to Oak City, or are you staying here?
I'm not. It goes back to game five, potentially likely, but I'll be here for, you know, 3 and 4 here.
Got it.
I'll be writing it off TV though.
Perfect. All right, let's pause. Put Chip on hold and talk about a ball club that, until yesterday at about 4 o'clock, it won 13 straight games, and we can play a game right now. Twins player or not Twins player? And I think we could fool a lot of people considering the injuries and the way this ball club has played great until what happened yesterday. They are playing tonight at home against the Guardians. More with our friend Chip Scoggins in moments on the home of the Twins, CCO.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Chip Scoggins, is Ryan Fitzgerald my neighbor, or is he an infielder that the Twins called up the other day because of Correa injury? My neighbor, or he's actually on the Twins roster right now?
I'm going to say he's on the roster and probably close friends with Carson McCusker.
Yes, exactly. Jonah Bride is my roommate from ASU, where he's actually an infielder on the Twins right now.
I know that one. That would make a good roommate.
Oh, my God.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It is. The guys in the lineup, I was gonna text Patrick the other day saying, tell me another time when the Twins had this anonymous 7-8-9. But then I started looking at the numbers. I mean, Clemens has come up with big hit after big hit. And we can talk about the lineup and all the guys they're without. But as everybody's writing about or talking about the stories, is the pitching. I mean, the pitching has just been flat out scintillating. And even yesterday, you know, Zebby, who normally doesn't walk anybody, and it came back to bite him, and it was a 43-pitch third. Was it the third or fourth? I think it was the third. I'll tell you what, if you see that guy, Chip, he's got legit stuff. He is going to be a factor. But the main guys, as you know, they've just been great.
Yep. That is what Tom Kelly always says, right? Pitching. I mean, you look at it now, it's like whatever's happening with your lineup, when you're ranked third in Major League Baseball in staff ERA and you know, the relievers, the bullpen's like less than sub three. I think they're 2.9 or something like that ERA. You're going to have a chance to win, right? Even if you're patching together a lineup with injuries and all that's going on. I mean, their pitching's just been phenomenal. And so, you know, that's a credit to them, and it's kind of what have we talked about for years on this, when we talk every Monday about Derek Falvey and the staff, right? Like, this is what they were hired to do.
Mm-hmm.
make it a deep pitching staff, a credible pitching staff. And you're seeing it right now. So, it's, you don't really see an abrupt U-turn like this, like they've taken in the last 2 weeks where
crazy.
Everything that could have gone wrong went wrong the first month, and then all of a sudden you get 13 in a row, and the pitching's been phenomenal. And so, it was typical. Was it not typical Twins luck when you see Buxton and Correa collide? It's like, are you kidding me?
Yes.
Like, really?
On a play
that happens,
that these two guys have got 500 million games combined, and you're like, come on, isn't this where Buxton calls him off, you know?
I think Correa did bail out the last second, but not soon enough. But, hey, how great has Buxton been, though?
Woo!
I mean, goodness.
And Correa, actually, the last couple of weeks was closer to his normal self. But the guy driving the engine clearly was Buxton. You know, the only guy in the bullpen you've worried about is Jax, and he was their best guy, and he still gives you a moment or two where you wonder. But even he's been better late. When you're going out there and, you know, Duran gave him a little bit of pause last year. Not this year. Not this year. He's been great. So when you're out there and you got Jax, you got Stewart, you got Varlin. The lefty who's now on the IL, Colabay.
He's been really good.
And he's talking like it's not that serious.
So
that isn't collectively all going to fade away. Can they actually produce with a normal lineup on a regular basis? When is that normal lineup? Are Correa and Buxton back after the second day concussion list? Does Luke Kuechel come back in 2 months, and is he a factor? But when you keep trotting out there, look at Paddock. Paddock looked like me in Little League throwing meatballs up there. And then in his last seven starts, he's like a 2.05 ERA or something.
Yeah, and it's one of those things. I mean, you know, I think you have to probably credit whatever they're doing behind the scenes with their analytics, but also I think that kind of feeds off each other, right? That competitive, like, hey, this guy had a great start, the guy before me did, so I want to keep it going. But they're going to need it because look at this division.
Yeah, you remember how really good.
Bad this division used to be now. It's like I don't think those teams are going to fade. So, right now, I mean, I know it's early. We're so far in the season, you don't really look at wild card, but you know. The three wild card teams are all from the division.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
So you're going to have to play good ball just to, you know, to maintain where you are within your own division.
And keep playing great at home, which they've done. And who knows how much baseball they're actually going to get in the next 3 days, too, because the rain is like an hour. My lawn looks like a disaster area. I mean, nothing. Sprinklers are not turned on yet. It looks like I'm back in Scottsdale in my front yard. Do you want to come over and do some work on it? Help me out before the rain comes in?
Well, if you return the favor, because mine's not much better.
Yeah.
So I'm working feverishly to get it up to standard, but it's not quite there yet.
What kind of lawn guy is Chip Scoggins? What's your are you a good push mower guy? Are you a rider?
I'm a pusher. I know who your dad was, so I know, you know.
You get
the kids down the street to come and
I actually
I'm a push mower.
This will shock you. I actually was on a ground screw for 4 years.
Really?
Yeah. Now, did I do many of the tough technical stuff? Hell no. I mean, the fact that I could even do the lawnmower well, consider my father, is almost award winning stunning.
He didn't pass that down. Yeah, you know, actually one of my sons is on it. He's taking care of the ball fields here in my suburb this summer.
Very nice.
Today, so he'll be getting his hands dirty too. So it's part of growing up.
I wonder if my father actually ever pushed a lawnmower. It's got to be no, right? What if I find a picture of him with his shirt off?
Less than 0% chance.
Yeah, there's no chance. There's no way. Not possible.
There's no chance.
All right, my friend. I'll see you at one of these games, or we'll talk next week.
All right, bro. See you.
Chip Scoggins from the Star Tribune. Tim Walz going after Donald John Trump and the crew during a graduation ceremony. What do you think? We'll play some of the audio. Appropriate, inappropriate, or typical of the times? What do you want to say? We'll take phone calls on this later at 651-461-9226.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We've been busy, Lindsay, so I've not asked you the bumper music theme of the day from Lindsey Brown.
It's based around sickness, both being experienced by Dave's young spawn, myself, and you as well.
Yeah.
So I just figured sickness could be the theme today.
Sickness music.
Sickness music that has sickness implied.
Mm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's not those of us who are sick that listen to this, is
no.
it?
I think we're all very well adjusted.
That is dubious. Okay. Governor Walz, like many politicians all across the country, as we approach the end of May and early June, what are they doing? They're speaking at graduation ceremonies. In this case, Tim Walz spoke to the U of M Law School Saturday morning. Now, this is about to start. In a previous era of politics, you would have presidents, you would have governors, you would have senators, congressmen, so on and so forth, who would avoid calling out their opponents. That world has changed. You, rightfully so, can lament it, can say you miss it, but here's what you can't do. Be a fraud. Because if you think Donald Trump, when he speaks at events like this, just stays in the lane of wherever he might be speaking and doesn't brag about himself or call out the other side, then you're delusional. If you don't think this is more commonplace, you're wrong. So let's play back to back. Might be a slight pause between them. But Lindsay will fire him back to back. Couple comments from Tim Walz where I get it. If you don't agree with Walz, whether you sometimes don't agree with Walz or often agree with Walz, you might think this is over the top. But if you think Trump and other true MAGA folks don't offer the other side and the same type of comments, you're deluding yourself. Here's a little bit of Tim Walz speaking to the U of M Law School during graduation ceremony Saturday morning.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons. No chance to mount a defense, not even a chance to kiss a loved one goodbye, just grabbed up by masked agents, shoved into those vans, and disappeared. To be clear, there's no way for us to know whether they were actually criminals or not, because they refused to give them a trial. We're supposed to just take their word for it. This is what the crumbling of rule of law looks like in real time. And it's exactly what the founders of this nation feared, a tyrant abusing power to persecute scapegoats and enemies. Look, I get it. There's nervous folks on my side of the aisle. They don't want us to touch any of this. I keep hearing this. Oh, the polling really, it sucks talking about this. It's a distraction from more important issues. Consultants said steer away from talking about this rule of law stuff. But caring about this stuff isn't partisanship or politics. It's patriotism.
Okay. It just fired there. No problem, Lindsay. Tim Walz, of course, is political in this. Of course, he's thinking about enhancing his position within his own party in the state. And also, he's not dipping his toe in the water of a presidential run. He's swimming in it right now. That's why he went on the tour. That's why he's meeting with donors. He thoroughly enjoyed being a part of the national scene last year, which did result in an L, has to be pointed out. But he looks at a party without a true, clear-cut leader, and he wants to be an option. So is he jumping into politics throughout this? Hell yeah, he is. Do others do something very similar? Of course they do. That's what I'm just amused by. Oh, I'm so outraged that Tim Walz would do this by individuals. If you follow, whether they're members of the media or you follow the threats, and they're just liking and liking when Trump's going off on his comments. Like when he's calling for an investigation today on Bruce and Beyonce and Bono, they love it. When he calls the media in this country the enemy of the country, when he calls out people on a regular basis, at times in a very belittling way, some of the same folks absolutely love it because they agree with it. Now, let's get to Gestapo. He should knock it off, pure and simple, on Gestapo. Do I believe all these folks have received due process? Hell no. Supreme Court shot him down again on Friday in trying to use the act from the 1780s. He has instructed ICE to grab individuals. We're setting up what we have at El Salvador, and we're sending them off. Am I comparing that to the breadth, to the range, to the consistency of the Gestapo? No, I'm not. But when the Supreme Court says you should facilitate the return of these individuals, and then you have the Solicitor General, the lawyer representing this administration, last week in front of the Supreme Court talking about the debate on birthright citizenship and one of the lower rulings, and the Solicitor General representing Donald Trump says, we're generally, I repeat, generally going to follow the policy of lower court rulings. In other words, we're going to follow the rulings when we agree with them. So let's be consistent here. If you're outraged by Walz, just admit you don't like his politics. Or just admit you think that is inappropriate at all times. But there's a lot of fraudulence going on when it's somebody on MAGA's side and they call out how left colleges are, and a lot of colleges lean heavily to the left. That's true. And when they do it when they're right there, or when they call out Biden's incompetency and what the left has done, and you love that, but you don't like it when somebody else calls out the other side. So just be consistent. You want to chime in on this? You want to agree with me? You want to dramatically disagree with me? Listen, on the Gestapo part, just to add to it, Steve Hunnings from the Jewish Community Relations Council of Minnesota, a group that normally has backed Tim Walz a lot. Here's what Steve Hunnings said. The governor, among Minnesota elected officials, is singularly knowledgeable about the Holocaust. He knows the importance of the careful language when referring to the Holocaust and the perpetrators of the Holocaust. That's why I've repeatedly called out individuals who reference Hitler when it was W, when it was Obama, and Donald Trump. So any references to Holocaust, you're bringing that on. There's a way to criticize individuals in politics without making any sort of analogy to the most evil madman we've ever seen who killed 6 million and wanted to kill others. What do you want to say on this topic? Tech's not working. You want to squeeze in a call or two before we're done? I would love to hear from you. Agree with part of what I said. Completely disagree with everything that they said so far, because this is where we're going. And there's going to be a lot of it during graduation speeches over the next 4 or 5 weeks. 651-461-9226. Tarasha was in New York. He, like seemingly everybody in New York, saw the ship, Chris, that collided with the Brooklyn Bridge. Yeah, you got a crosstalk. We do crosstalk here. Whoever's filling in for...
What's happening right now? I lost them.
Yeah, you don't need headphones right now. You can just hear me. We're not taking endless calls.
Okay.
How about that ship colliding with the Brooklyn Bridge?
How about the fact that DeRussia was there?
Like, he's
that's
everywhere.
Like Johnny on the spot always. When you're a newsman, you're always a newsman.
There had to be a restaurant nearby.
I mean, that's kind of what I was thinking.
There was some Instagram influencing opportunity. There was no journalism at all.
He saw an opportunity. Yeah, good Instagram post.
Those sailors, though, who are hanging out at the top, just absolutely insane. It seems like there's a power outage, right? That seems to be most of the reporting.
Yeah. I talked to Jason a little bit earlier about it. I was trying to get a sense of how far the boat drifted down the river before it ran into the bridge.
Right.
And that's what's weird to me. Like, at what point did somebody go, oh, crap, that shouldn't be happening? I don't know. There's a lot about it. We obviously don't know.
I think this Lindsay talks about, so for me, that's a ship. For you, that's a vessel. I think this talks about Chris's life. He just calls it a boat. This is like a normal boat that you would be on.
Well, when you're a big baller like me, I measure my life in boat size.
Yeah,
so
yeah. I've told you have 7 different boats in the Mississippi.
I have had 7 different boats. All the value of each of them was probably under $2,000. If you added them all up together, they might add up to about $10,000.
Are you a good boat owner, or you're not a good boat owner?
I am. I just like to cycle through them a lot. Like, we'll get one for the moment and what suits our needs, and then sell it, and then get another one.
Are you a speed boat person?
Kind of depends. A fishing boat, if that's where we're at in life.
How about the pontoon? Are you a pontoon?
Not a pontoon.
Not a pontoon.
No.
They're too old. You're saying only old people on the pontoon?
No, not at all. The pontoons today are great, but they're you can't trail them very well unless you have a slip. And now you're talking like Chad Hartman money to have a slip.
That's DeRussia money.
That's a lot of money.
I think.
It's a lot of money.
Lindsay, put that out there. Chris Eggert doesn't want to talk to anybody who has a pontoon.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
He's just there for the need for speed and the tubing potential, right?
My best friend has a pontoon. I am pro pontoon, but I've had to trailer one once for him, and it's too much.
Yeah.
So I can't get behind pontoon.
How old is this guy?
He's younger than me, actually. Okay. So he's younger. He's under 50.
Yeah, he should be trailing his own boat. You can't call your buddy.
I know, seriously.
What's the cutoff? Once your best age,
that's
30.
A fair point. It's like moving, calling a friend and asking him to help you move. Oh, I'll buy you some pizza. No, you won't. You're an adult.
No, you're an adult.
Go hire a mover.
If you're not in financially difficult spots, get a mover.
Yeah.
One quick guess. We have 5 seconds. Who you got for today?
Tom Hauser.
Tom Hauser.
I don't know what time.
Tom Hauser. I'm trying to think what show Tom Hauser is normally. Oh, yeah, this one. Eggers stealing guests right from the get-go. He fits right in. See ya. We got to go. Hit the little music, Lindsay. We got the little end music. Uh-oh. Lindsay doesn't know where the end music is.
This is the end music for today.
This is the made-up end music. We'll talk tomorrow.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.